Hi, welcome to Don't Ask, I'll Tell, Memoirs of an Unexpected Soldier. All right, that's enough of that bullshit. What is this, a TV show? All right, hello. My name is Lawrence Evans, and I am the Unexpected Soldier. What does that mean, Unexpected Soldier? Well, gay, I guess, is the best way to put it. I'm a gay soldier, which is why the title of the podcast is called Don't Ask, I'll Tell. Did you figure that one out? If you didn't figure that one out, then you should just stop listening to this now. Just go away. Just go away. You'll never get anything else I put out here as far as cleverly worded things are concerned. Please don't judge me by that stumbling over words there. Anyway, hello, welcome to the first ever episode of Don't Ask, I'll Tell. These are the memoirs of an unexpected soldier. That's right, I am in the Army. I'm in the military. I am in the United States Army in Fort Riley, Kansas. So if you want to come to Kansas and look me up, that's where I am. I've been overseas. I've been to Kuwait. I've been to Iraq. And I don't fight. Let me clear this up for you. I'm not out there shooting up things or, you know, placing landmines or clearing landmines or driving a tank. I'm in the United States Army as a musician. I am singing for your freedom, folks. Singing for your freedom. You're welcome. I don't mean that to be crass. Just, it is kind of awkward sometimes when people come up and say, and I'm in uniform, and they'll say, thank you for your service. I don't want to be disingenuous and say, well, actually, I don't really do much, ma'am or sir. I just kind of sing. So I just say thank you. But in my head, I'm going, there are so many more soldiers that are actually risking their lives for their freedom. Not me. I'm over there, safe as can be, in my little tent in Kuwait. You know, yeah, we went to Iraq. Yeah, there was gunfire, but it wasn't anything, you know, major or emergency. A couple of years ago, the band went over, and there was rockets flying in. There was, you know, bunkers they had to go under. And yeah, that's real. I didn't see any of that. The closest I got was we were recording for a national radio station over in Kuwait. And the closest I got to kind of getting scared was this guy, after we had recorded, he comes up to us, and it's not live, it's just a pre-recording. So he comes up to us, and he's dressed in the typical, you know, Kuwaiti male dress, which is the long white garment that's really, really comfortable, and headgear that looks like a picnic table cover. I'm not racist, that's just the best way I can describe it. So he's got that on. He comes over, and his English is so bad, but he wants to tell us how much he enjoyed our playing. So he's like trying to convey this to us, and he says, your music, it makes me explode. And all of us stop what we're doing. We're tearing down. We all stop and look at him, and we're like, come again? And he said, it makes me go boom. And he actually made the fucking motion of the clicking the detonator with his hands. Make me go boom. Now, I don't know if it was his idea of like a really bad joke or, you know, his sense of humor was off, or legitimately, I think his English was just so broken. It was the best way to describe it. And I think the gesture was an accident. Like it or not, though, our other singer, he was, you know, gigantic guy. He used to be a medic. He was ready to deck the guy out. Thankfully, though, he really just was excited to hear us, and, you know, a young Kuwaiti guy, and, you know, shame on all of us for thinking the opposite. Although, no, not shame on us, because it could have been life or death, right? Right. So that's the closest I've ever been to an experience overseas where I, you know, felt like my life was in danger just a little. Right? See, now you're thinking what I'm thinking when people say thank you for your service. Because that's not anything major. You have other guys out there, bullets actually flying at them, actually, you know, breaking down doors and going in and clearing rooms and all that. So, what was I talking about before that? Oh, right. Okay. Why I'm doing this podcast. Hopefully, I'm not offending anyone by doing this podcast. And if I am, sorry, you know, I'm not meaning to. I don't mean to at all. I don't mean to encroach on your way of life. I don't mean to upset you in any way. And also, I just don't care, because that's what life is about, putting yourself out there no matter what. And this is who I am. I'm not trying to offend anybody. So if I do offend someone, just happen to do so, please know that it is not my motivation. It's not my MO. All right, great. So the reason I'm doing this podcast is really because I need an outlet. I need to be able to talk about gay culture with anything, a person, a stuffed animal, a dog, a microphone. Sure, I can talk to my friends. I can talk to my gay friends on the phone, but sometimes they're not always available. And sometimes they don't want to hear about the shit that I'm into here, you know, that goes on here. Not the shit that I'm into. I'm not into any weird kinks or anything like that. And even if I was, they'd be bad friends if they didn't, you know, talk to me about them. So anyway, and if you have friends out there, if you have friends, look, listen, if you have friends, gay or straight, if you're gay or straight and you have friends that don't talk to you about the stuff that you're into and you count them as good friends, get rid of them. Drop them by the wayside. They are not deserving of you, and they don't appreciate you. So bye, Felicia, because that's what it is. Okay. So I chose the microphone because there really are no gay people around here. I mean, Grindr is full of them, you know, and there's even a couple on Tinder. But here's the stakes, people. If I'm on Tinder, I swipe left twice and I'm out of people to swipe. That's how dry it is out here. It's the gay desert, okay? Middle of the country is the gay desert. I'm convinced that all of the gays grew up in the Midwest. And then when they grew up and they figured out how much it's not really good for our people, they moved to each side of the country. That's it. I went to Washington, D.C. in March, and I went to the National Archives, and they have a display there of the signed document of the bill repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, with President Obama's signature and everybody else. And it was really nice to see. It was it was nice to see a bit of my history. We don't say that enough, I think. I don't think it's said enough that gays have a history and that we have a certain history that is untapped, unclaimed, almost. I wonder out there if there's a gay museum. And if there is, I really want to see it. And if there's only one, there should be two. Fuck it. There should be like 50 of them across the country. Because these young gays are growing up. And I'm a young gay, I'm 28 years old, but these younger gays are growing up, coming out of the closet, and it's a bit easier now in some places, and they don't know anything about the history. And then all of a sudden, they go out to New York or Los Angeles, and there's this sense of entitlement that just, you know, you're gay, and you get the keys to the kingdom. Anyway, these young gays, they grow up, and they have this sense of entitlement, and they go around, and life to them is just what's in front, 5 feet in front of them. And anything else, it's the blinders are on. So that's why I'm doing this podcast. I'm trying to yank the blinders off, young gays. I'm trying to take the temperature of the Army and how it's doing 5 years after Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and just give a little bit about my life and why I joined the Army and why I'm getting out. Look, the Army's great for certain things. It has taught me about discipline, about patience, about things that I wasn't used to in New York. But the other downside of the Army is that I'm kind of done, okay? Like, I've been in for 2 years and change. You know, people stay in for 20-plus years, and I'm like, why? Great for you. If that's what you want to do, fine. But then these people who are just get stuck and, you know, end up in the Army for 20 years or the Marines or the Navy or the Air Force or whatever. And I'm done. Like, I'm looking at my watch going, okay, it's Wednesday. I've got another 2 years. Hurry up. Oh my God. It's like senioritis when you're a high school senior or a college senior and you're just ready to go. And that's when your grades start plummeting. Now, my grades aren't plummeting, figuratively speaking. I'm not being a bad soldier now. But what I am doing is I'm just focusing on that end date. Well, that's it for our first episode. These will be short and sweet, but I do just want to talk. Ooh, that was weird. I want to talk about what it's like being gay in the Army and what it's like being a soldier after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed in 2011. Now, if you have any questions, if you want me to answer any questions, please don't hesitate to email me. You can email me at evanslawrence@me.com. So this has been Don't Ask, I'll Tell. I'm Lawrence Evans. Have a great day.